college. Scott, you fucked it up.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Did he say fortune and ham?
Love the ham.
I love some fortune and ham. Another thing I'd love to do is a brand new segment that's never been done before. And a concept that we've never seen. Greg, I don't know if you're ready.
Comedy.
But you can hit it.
Libations hit it. With Loader.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's right, folks. We are eschewing Drinks with Joe this week for multiple reasons. But we are doing Libations with Loader. Me, Kyle Loader, has come with a drink cocktail recipe. Drink cocktail? Recipe. See, I don't know. Please. What are you doing?
It's the intro.
I don't know if Joe's done this one before.
This is a shit
show. We
don't
have to play every single one. Oh my god. We had our drop already. We had a perfect
Libations
drop.
With Loader.
Surprise.
We've been working on it for weeks.
Weeks.
But this is called The White Lady.
Ooh. What a.
Do you guys remember if Joe did this one?
I married one of those.
Greg did one. I don't know if Joe did.
Scott did not. Scott definitely did. I figured this was appropriate for my first cocktail segment to do the White Lady.
When Joe's not here?
So this recipe is...
Chose this one?
No, when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's me doing it, I'm going to do the White Lady. So this is 1 ounce of triple sec. I'm going to pour this all in my cocktail shaker, not my tin. 1.5 ounces of gin.
Ooh.
And 2/3 of an ounce of lemon juice. Not lime juice, but lemon juice, which I have on hand. I also have lime juice on hand, but the recipe does not call for it, so why would I use it, right? I should probably use lemon juice.
I feel like...
But this is something you're going to pour in your shaker full of ice.
I feel like Joe's made this every week for the last 6 weeks.
So, yeah, gin and lemon... we've said many times is a very popular combination. Gin and lemon.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were when
metal,
gin
we
and lemon
called the Meadowlark? Meadowlark, lemon.
Meadowlark at that point, this is a shaker situation. So I'm gonna do that.
Speaking of shakers,
it's the first one I'm making live on air.
Feel that one in Taiwan?
I did.
No, I didn't because I'm in the United States. I did not feel it. All right, so I don't know if I need to do anything weird. I don't have original sound to put
stir
on.
Stir it with
so
your dick. Oh.
Yeah, we won't hear it all. It's fine, but it'll be on the recorder.
He's shaking his cocktail. He's shaking it vigorously.
I could do a little twirl at the end.
We didn't even know they were here.
We did, but that's all, folks.
Ooh,
so served up, so
martini glass? Are you going to smack the...
Yes.
Oh, you don't need to smack the tin. Never mind.
I could.
I like it when they spank the tin to get
the shaker
cup out of it.
So color-wise, nothing special.
It's white.
Just like a white lady. But you know what? It looks like gin and lemon juice.
Nice.
It looks like something else, but I won't say what it looks
jizz
like.
Jizz and lemon juice.
Jizz and lemon juice. So as I said, gin and lemon is a very popular combination for a reason. But this one has triple sec in it, so it's got a little bit of extra flavor, a little bit of extra sweetness. This was invented in the 20s by bartender Harry McAlone.
Harry Mack. That guy's a great freestylist.
Now, where would you think Harry's New York bar is located?
Manhattan.
Harry's New York bar. Queens.
Paris, France.
What?
Harry's New York bar in Paris, yes. But it's delicious. I've made this before. I went on one of my favorite websites, Make Me a Cocktail, where you can put
so
in
it's a Le White
ingredients
lady
you have on hand to see Le White, Le Blanc, to see what cocktails you can make with what ingredients you have. And this one came up because it's what I had. So here it is. That is Libations with Loader, the hot new segment.
Hot.
On a new low.
New segment.
Libations with Loader.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Jode Orville
is not here.
You guys, I was on X before the show started.
Oh, hell yeah. Who bought it? Did you buy it or Kendra?
Damn.
People kept mentioning this, the start of the Rangers-Devils game, and I was like, what are they talking about? So I found the clip of the puck drop at the beginning of the Rangers and Devils in Madison Square Garden, and puck drops. Every glove on the ice drops. Not really, but immediate fight. Then ends up all the players are fighting each other from the puck drop.
It's five immediate fights. Yeah. Yes.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's like
it was tonight.
The two fighters were going, and that's what mostly on camera, but all on the ice, all the five starters for both teams dropped their gloves and started fighting. I'm sure there's some backstory to it. I don't know it, but it was fun to watch. And apparently, got ejected, or four players. I can't remember. I would think usually
four on each side is what I read.
Yeah, usually once the one fight starts, if you drop your gloves, you get ejected automatically. You get a game misconduct. So I assume
that's probably what happened. Yeah,
the other four players where they're on the ice automatically got ejected, and the fighters who
I did no research.
But
I did see the clip before we got on. And, you know, the Devils and Rangers being so close and in the same division for decades, they're big rivals. So I think last time they played was March 11th. So I'm sure there was some incident in that game that carried over to this game. That happens a lot in hockey.
Madness.
Some fuckery happens, and then there's some checks to be cashed a game later. But apparently, this one was so big that everyone that started the game.
I'm assuming they would know. So they probably started their fourth line, both teams. And their,
Yeah.
Their weakest defensive pair.
I was reading a little bit in the comments that one fight that lasted like the whole time, which I think is the first
one. That was the former Avalanche. McDermott. Yeah.
Well, the other guy on the Rangers, they said like his only job is like enforcer, which is a rare thing in today's NHL to just have one dude that's going to beat people up. But they said like if he couldn't fight, he just wouldn't be playing at all. So
yeah,
they put those guys out on purpose. Yeah, is my guess. Yeah, I wish I knew more background. It's two teams I hate, so I'm glad that they were fighting each other. But
are they in the playoff hunt? Yeah, are they out of it? I mean, kind of feel
Rangers
like
are first.
That's right. The Rangers
are fighting
the
for first
in the,
conference, but the Devils are not.
Fighting so for first.
They're fighting for first.
Yeah, though.
The Devils are pretty much out of it.
Regular season's winding down. It was pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen a lot.
I just wanted to bring that up because it happened prior. Especially like to start the game, like it'll happen sometimes in like the third period because like shit will happen during the game. People want to get each other back, so maybe in the third period it'll happen. But to start the game, it definitely doesn't happen, possibly ever. I don't know. It was very funny.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, got sidetracked with some hockey. Scott, do you have anything you want to discuss?
No, I don't have anything I want to discuss.
Really?
So
that's interesting because on the rundown
the week last week, the week before last, everyone was talking about moving on out. So I thought, you know what? I should do the same thing. So I got a new apartment in LA with the lady.
Really?
With the lady.
You did it. I knew you guys.
It's finally happening.
You know, it's now or never is what I say. I mean,
I don't know if it was on the show or not, but you had mentioned that you guys had been kind of looking at stuff, but that's very exciting. Is it in LA? LA?
I've been drunk or tired. You're
going to be in the middle of the shit.
It's in Culver City, so it's in between LA and a bunch of Santa Culver's. Monica.
That's
Culver
cool.
City. That's a city I've heard nice. Of. Yeah.
And an apartment came up across the hall from her in the same building. So
interesting.
And she's on pretty good terms with the landlord, so he gave us a deal, and we took it. So now
you
we
have
a place.
Your own space so for your online shenanigans.
See, that's the problem. Now I have to tell her I do a podcast.
Oh, there's no avoiding it now.
Yeah, she might be there.
Your landlord's going to know that you're mining Bitcoin.
Well, when...
No, none of that. Oh, wait.
When Greg met her, how did you introduce Greg?
Wine met her.
Like, what does she think Greg is? Oh, you met her before.
Well, I don't think she remembers, but I met her in like San Jose or in North, wherever that part of California is. During film festival for Anderson's movie.
Okay. Is this Grouper's era?
Yeah. Sunnyvale, wherever we were. I can't remember what town it was where they had their film vault live
San
show.
San Jose-ish.
Yeah. Adjacent between San Francisco and San Jose. So I didn't even think. Jason. I think when we ran into him, we met him up at a beer place. Like a, is that a microbrewery? I don't know if they just serve beer, like a beer garden or whatever. But it was kind of like, here we are. Introduced Kendra. Oh,
this time. This time and last time. Because last time, the film vault was
I thought you were talking about the first
brewery.
Time.
Both times.
They were both at
both times
brewery,
a brewery. So
you really just kind of... Yeah.
We met up.
I don't know that
we
held the
stories together there.
Watch some hockey.
Good.
Watch some hockey.
Yeah,
but how did you describe
it? So you're saying it's...
Did we talk about the podcast at all? I don't think so. Just talked hockey, right.
Probably
beer,
not.
Life.
And this is a guy that I know.
Is this guy. Met him on Tinder. I'm a grinder.
Boom, boom.
Kyle, are you going to ask a question? Boom,
boom. But you said it was the apartment across the hall. So is this a bigger place than the one she's currently in?
Currently, I think it's technically smaller, but she has roommates. So now we have our own three-bed, two-bath.
Okay.
Whoa. So we do have an office, a dedicated office. That's... I don't have to sleep in my office anymore, right. Which is nice.
A podcast studio.
It's a podcast studio / office.
It's a podcast studio. Okay, so she's moving out from roommates across the hall into a place. Okay, that makes more sense. So I was like, why not just move in with her? But you've explained it.
Yeah. And her place is two stories. This one is a single story. Three bed. No
Whoa.
Stairs.
What kind of building is this?
I know. Is this in a house?
I'm trying to picture what this building looks like.
It's an old...
One place is two stories. Across the hall is one story.
it's like something out of like the Seinfeld, you know? It's like one of those. It's an older...
Yeah,
it's like an older complex in like the middle of a neighborhood. So it's like surrounded by houses.
Well, in Seinfeld...
Next to a school.
Okay,
his apartment was one story.
I know what you're talking about.
And across the hall was one story. So that's not a great comparison.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
there's like... There's like eight
your
units, maybe.
You got what,
there's like
it
two
may
floors.
Have been a giant house at one point, and then they just made it into apartments.
Right.
Yeah, it's like eight units, two floors, in the middle of like a neighborhood. So
it's like a SoCal Frankenstein building. You know,
it's fairly old. I'm sure it's haunted. I'm sure some famous actresses.
I hope so.
It's probably some
probably died there.
Black.
Some good concept.
Some man in a hat, whatever we were talking about last week.
What's going on?
Oh, the Hat Man.
The Hat Man.
The Hat Man, yeah.
The Hat Man.
He might appear. Scott, did you listen?
I did listen. Did you see the cover photo? Really?
I did.
Yeah, maybe think you didn't listen.
Yeah, so apparently.
Have you ever? Well, I just thought he might have just read the topics. I mean, it's kind of what part of it is for.
No,
but have you ever had sleep paralysis, Scott?
Not. Like that. I had one recently when I was on vacation with the lady, actually. where like the dream happened. I wasn't awake, but the dream was like in the hotel room that we were at.
Oh, okay. That's the weird. I hate when
so
that
I do that a lot.
When you're
where
dreaming
I,
about the place.
Yeah,
you're
I dream about
in.
The place yeah. I'm in. I don't know if I told the story, but it happened. Like,
and then you wake up and you're in the place. You're like, ah!
In high school, it was like a Saturday. In the dream, I woke up. I got out of bed and I walked through my room and out to the living room. And my mom had like the couch pushed up against my door because she was vacuuming. And then
what?
And then I woke up and I was like, oh shit, that was like real. It felt, and I realized it was just a dream. And then I got out of bed, I walked out to the living room, and my mom had the couch pushed up against the door,
oh,
and she
God.
Was vacuuming. And it's still one of those things I remember this
Whoa.
Day is like, did I have like an out of body experience? Did I,
the weirdest.
Did I just
yeah.
hear the vacuum and my head just went there and it
right.
happened? But it was one of those weird things where I was like,
was her moving the couch against your door a common occurrence?
Not really. Not really. That's
so it just happened to be in this circumstance. You dreamt it happening and it actually happened.
Yeah, that's what made it weird, because I was like, that, how did I just dream that's exactly what was about to happen? But that was my weirdest dream. But I did have one
that's
where
enough, so no hat man for you.
Where I dreamt someone was in the hotel room and then I couldn't move. And then I remember like screaming, or I couldn't scream, but I was sort of screaming. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I think I was screaming out loud. And then she did confirm that I was yelling
well, that's,
in my dream.
That's sleep paralysis. Yeah. So you did have it.
Maybe.
Pretty much.
Maybe.
But it felt more
like
a... It felt like it was a dream, but in the same place. I don't know.
Yeah, it can feel like that. It's fucking weird.
Well, maybe it was the Hat Man.
Good luck, everyone.
Congratulations. Not on the sleep paralysis, but... Not
oh,
moving.
Yeah, back to
moving's going to suck. You're going to have to get rid of a lot of stuff, or...
Well, it's ironic, because during sleep paralysis, you can't move, so now he is moving.
Hey-o! So I'm just going to go to sleep, and then I won't have to move. Moving shouldn't be sure. that bad for me, because I don't have a lot to move, and I don't want to move a lot. I have my desk.
You don't have a lot to move, and you don't...
And my clothes, and that's basically going to be it.
What about your homeless kittens?
Well, you have a portable monitor, so that's a plus.
Yeah,
that.
So that's easy to move.
That's pretty easy.
I have my coffee maker, my desk.
So is this going to severely cut down on Vegas trips as well?
You know what? I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
Because you can't just fuck off whenever you want now.
That is true. I have to...
Well, now,
I do
but
have
now
to,
he's sharing rent, so he might have extra cash to go over again.
It's the time, my friend. The time.
Yeah, you know, business trips. He's got clients in Vegas. We know that. He went to the hospital.
Yeah, he's got FedEx to schmooze with, you know.
It's rent.
He's got Larry Fitz.
It's rent in LA, though, so it's not cheaper. It's it's.
Will it
even
be
split
more
between?
Than your pay?
Yeah, well, I'm splitting with my brother currently, so.
Ah.
Right, but is the split going to be more in the new place?
Yeah. It's double.
It's gonna be moss. Double. Dang.
It's double.
You guys need to move to the
Welcome
valley.
To LA.
Baby.
Welcome to LA, baby.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Welcome to LA. So I gotta cut down the gambling so I can.
Well, or get better.
No, you just
get
gotta
better
gamble
at
more
it.
And make more.
Yeah. I already.
What the fuck, dude?
Told her that.
No more Keno.
I was like, I gotta gamble now just to pay rent. So now you can't get mad at me. So.
Exactly. That's huge, dude.
Yeah, it is. It is an hour further drive to Vegas. So I was looking at flights.
Further drive. Close to the airport.
I'm like right in between of LAX and Burbank, and they have some pretty cheap flights.
Well, there you go.
Well,
yeah.
Exciting. Don't have a good transition into my next topic, but I have a question.
I got a question.
So I've been seeing these. Do you guys watch TV? You can see commercials and stuff. There's
I see TV. No. Yeah, I see TV.
There's been multiple Buffalo Wild Wings commercials where they got a buffalo there in the bar with Beck Bennett doing the voice. And to me, I look at that. Well,
is it Beck Bennett?
That's what I read. I
thought it was Will Arnett.
I've heard that it's Beck Bennett, but who knows? It doesn't matter for what I'm about to say.
Beck Bennett doing a Will Arnett impression.
Okay. That is some of the best CGI I've ever seen, like in any thing. So people, I heard somebody ask the question the other day, was Jurassic Park the best CGI that you think you'll ever see, the original Jurassic Park? And it was amazing at the time, right? But I watched those commercials. I'm like,
holds up.
Amazing that Buffalo Wild Wings, Buffalo, just the way the hair moves, it just feels like there's a buffalo sitting there talking and shooting the shit with the patrons.
I gotta say, I don't tend to pay attention when they're on because I find them annoying, but I'm gonna watch one right now.
Buffaloes?
And see if I'm blown away by the CGI. It's pretty good. I see what you mean with the hair.
It's just, unnecessarily really good is my point. It's a commercial for food. Why does it have to be so good?
I would say for a commercial, definitely.
Why does it sound like Greg's doing the voiceover for this?
Is an actual sign that's mounted to a building. One second,
Greg,
I'm looking
you?
At a sign.
I guess it is Beck Bennett.
I know what
that's
you're
me.
Thinking, and no, I don't love B-dubs just because I'm a buffalo with...
Is this how you tell me you got a gig doing the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial?
That first two lines you played sounded like me for sure. But my question is, does anything stand out to you as the best CGI you've ever seen?
Well, what they say about why Jurassic Park is so good still is because no one's ever seen a dinosaur. So we have nothing to compare
it
to.
Well, now we know they have feathers, so it's fake as fuck.
I'm looking at Greg right now.
Hey, now. So for 1993, even though it was 30 years ago, it still looks good. And I think they also used it sparingly, so that helps too. But best CG, I mean, is it unfair to say like modern day Pixar? Like there's some really good animated movies now that have like just incredibly detailed animation.
It just doesn't look, I mean, but it's not a realistic, like, I know they're, when they have it mixing
stylized
with,
I know what you mean,
live action, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just the one thing within the live action. So right. when it's fully,
if it's
CGI, it doesn't really matter because it's all not real, but. Usually, like animals usually are just not even close. It's like animals, you're like, that's the head's too big. It's like they're moving weird. That one, the buffalo, to me, just freaking, it's crazy. I don't know why. It's just struck me.
They're almost always moving weird. You're right. Yeah. It is hard to do animals because, like I said, we have a frame of reference and it's also expensive. But yeah, it's if you're trying to create something realistic is usually when it fails. So I don't know.
That is pretty good.
What about you, Scott?
I do know bad CGI that I'll never forget is one of the Wolverines. I forgot which one it was. But I was sitting in the theater because I actually went to movies back then. And when his little Wolverine claws came out of his hands, I started laughing because they were so bad. Like the claws were just like, it looked like they were drawn in like paint and like the lighting was just off and it looked so awful. And I was like, that might be some of the worst. I was like, how much CGI do you have to do just for claws in this whole movie? And you don't have a budget for that? Because it was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, like when they try to do like reflections and like make things shiny, that usually looks like super fake.
Fire and
like
explosions.
The 2000s.
Like people started using practical effects with fire and explosions, and they have not perfected that I could tell in anything. It's like the smoke's always
there's
off.
Been a
the
recent,
smoke is always way off.
Yeah. There's been a very recent surge of CGI fire in shows and TV. And it almost always looks awful. Like, I mean, I understand they don't want to like burn shit down just to film it, but
well, miniatures are for make the miniatures and blow them up. It's fun.
Fuck yeah, dude!
It's
well, no, because then you could tell it's tiny fire.
<That's a>
fire looks small.
Tiny fire.
It's a little candle they're using.
Seriously, Like if you look at a candle, it's a tiny flame. Like, you're gonna have like,
but you put 50 candles together
on, like, a small house. Like, fire, this is gonna sound so weird. Fire has like a size, right? Like, if you have more fire on a big thing, it looks different than a small fire on a small thing. Right? Like, if you light a tiny cabin on fire, it's going to be like one flame, like a candle. But if you have a big cabin that's on fire, there's like multiple fires.
It depends on...
Does any of this make sense?
That is weird. You think fire...
Like, fire doesn't get bigger, it just spreads.
You just blew my mind thinking about that. Tiny fire. You think, you like, if you zoomed in on a tiny fire, it would look like a big fire. But it just looks like tiny.
No, it would look like a small fire that was just enlarged.
Yeah.
But if you have like a bunch of fire and you're like zoomed out, it looks different than like a small fire you're zoomed in on. That's why I think you can't use miniatures.
Remember Elton John's Tiny Fire? That's my favorite song.
Hold me closer, tiny fire.
Burn me brighter.
Burning my hand on the flame.
All right. Well,
I can't think of any other CGI, but I had a different question.
I got a question.
I hope so. No, ask the same one.
So I know. Dude. I've been watching a lot of TV, and I've been noticing Buffalo Wild Wings. I know Scott just got into him moving in with the lady, his life changing. But there's a question that's been on my mind for a while, and I figured this was the perfect time to ask it. Scott, what do you do?
Yes, I will marry you. Oh, what do I do?
Like, what's your day-to-day? Because whenever we talk about movies, you haven't seen any. Whenever we talk about shows, you haven't seen any. Whenever I bring up new video games, you haven't played.
He's very online. Remember, that's what I know.
Like, what's like day to day, like a normal day, top to bottom for Scott?
Normal day. I wake up. I make myself a cup of coffee, an espresso. Put a little cream in there. If I don't have cream, I'll use a protein shake, which is a great substitute for creamer. Life pro tip.
Interesting substitute, yeah.
It gets you protein, gives a little creaminess to it, and then I set up my computer, and then I begin to work.
Okay.
And then I...
So when do you wrap up work, let's say?
I say I wrap up around 6:30 p.m., and then if it's not a Wednesday, I will usually play Apex with my buddy Dave. And we'll use
Apex Legends, the game.
Apex Legends, the video game. I'll play that for, that's my only escape of the day, is playing Apex Legends for about 2 hours, mm-hmm. 2.5 hours, maybe three. And then once I'm done with that, I proceed to catch up on other work. And then while that's happening, I'll have some streamers playing online slots in the background. And then if I'm done with my work, it's probably around 10:30, 11 maybe. And then maybe I'll gamble a little bit. And then I go to bed and I do it all over. It's really...
So you have like quote unquote a 9-to-5, like a normal job. But then you also have like freelance jobs that you're filling in on at night. Is what you're talking about?
They're technically all freelance, but I have a main one, which is basically a 9-to-5, 9-to-6.
So your main one is the first chunk of your day.
8:30, 6:30 for the most part, and then I play Apex, and then I do.
I assume that
other work.
That is what got you the Super Bowl trip.
Yeah.
Is that? Gotcha.
My
building relations. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you fill in like other requests, like podcasts, doing show art, that kind of thing is what maybe you do at night.
Yeah. Then I have some other...
He does a lot of stuff in between, I'm guessing.
Other clients.
Well, that's why I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... When I do have free time, I'm watching, like, YouTube. I don't know. I can't... It might be, like, an ADD thing where I can't commit 2 hours to some show because I feel like I'm missing something, or I should be working, or I should be doing something else.
But you'll watch like 3 hours.
But yeah, but I'll scroll through TikTok for 3 hours and not realize it.
Right.
But if it's just like,
yeah, you're
2 hours,
much more.
I can't commit.
That's a much more modern approach.
Other,
so even though we're basically the same age, you kind of have that new mentality of, let me just stream a bunch of shit for a long time rather than like one thing for less time.
Yeah. I like live stuff too. I don't like scripted stuff. I know I get bored.
Really?
I feel, okay. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing out on something if it's scripted for some reason. Like I can't escape into a fantasy. It's hard to explain.
So you can't. So are you a person that like can't suspend your disbelief? Like you're always like, you're thinking, oh, these are just actors saying lines. Like,
I can. It's more like, I don't know. When I had a 9-to-5 when I was working at CVS, I could just like, when work was over, I'd be like, oh, I'm free. I can go watch a movie and I'll look forward to it. Now it's like, I feel like I should be working still. It's weird.
I was going to ask, other than CVS, 9-to-5, have you ever had another non- freelance job?
I mean, I did have, yeah, after that I had a mostly 9-to-5 doing web development, graphic design stuff. And then I went freelance. And when I went freelance, that's really when it went off the rails, where I just felt like I'm working all the time. And I feel like I should be working all the time.
What were you doing when you took over, like you offered to do like the website for the After Disaster and do all that shit? Where you became the unofficial fourth member of the show?
For the most part, I think that was after CBS when I had like my desk 9-to-5 web development stuff, and I'd get bored in the office because I didn't have much to do, so I would build the 80 website.
So you worked for a company doing web dev at some point?
Yeah. And then eventually that went.
And then you just
took it on part-time your own. Freelance, and this other job came up that took most of the time. So basically, three companies I work for. One is 9-to-5, and the other are after hours.
So you basically answered my question by saying feeling the crushing weight of capitalism.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what you do every
day. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm part of the machine now. And I can't escape it.
Well, I just didn't know if like you weren't interested in certain things but you've filled that time with Twitch and YouTube, it sounds like. So
yes, yeah. Yeah.
A very modern man, this Scott Bison.
Very modern. Modern man. I gamble cryptocurrency in my free time.
Correct.
Yeah. Might as well.
That's what we should all
might as well
aspire to. Okay.
Joe's going to be so impressed.
Well, he is very impressed, I'm sure. I speaking of impressive, I don't know, doesn't matter. Last weekend, Easter weekend, to celebrate our Savior's...
he has risen.
JC.
I was going to say, it's crucifixion. We went to Nashville. Kendra and I went to Nashville for the second time in about a month, just because we didn't accomplish everything we wanted to the last time we were there. We stayed at a nice hotel, which
didn't have a PBR at every bar.
Well, the equivalent. Stayed at a really nice hotel that'll come up later in the show. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Ooh.
But we hit the honky tonks again.
Happy ending situation.
Yeah, the weather was not. It was ideal time to go. Usually, you go to Nashville. It's a bachelorette central. There's bachelorettes everywhere. There were a handful this weekend, but you know, it was Easter. Who's gonna have their bachelorette party and Easter
bunch
weekend.
Of woo girls?
But we had a bunch of
it's my birthday.
We had a bunch of rooftops.
She's getting married.
I don't know if you guys have been there, but every the major honky tonks down there, it's all one stretch of honky tonks. So there's every other door is a honky tonk.
Well, watch
it's
those
a bar. A bar.
I'm keeping it up and down.
A bar with a stage with music, but there's multiple floors. So You go on the first floor, there's a band playing, there's a bar. You go up the second floor, different band's playing, there's a bar. Third floor, band, bar. Fourth floor, maybe the roof, band, bar. It's really cool. There's no shortage of music.
So it doesn't, it's not just like a wall of sound you can't, just like you can
actually hear each band
on each floor.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's so strange.
I want to hear all of them at the same time.
But
it's like an, oh, is it like an open, because I think you were describing before, it's like an open middle, right?
Well, that's, a couple of them have, like the Kid Rock has a first floor, then a mezzanine, which has the open middle. We can look at it from the second level, but that's not the second floor. That's the mezzanine. The second floor is above that, which is its own floor.
Okay, so the floors are closed off.
Yes. And you actually, you go in the hallway on the stairs and you can't hear the music. It's wild. It's very well built, but it's a whole like four or five blocks of a bunch of those mixed in with Western like boot shops and hat shops and restaurants. I did some boot shopping while I was there. That was a fun.
Ooh, boots on the ground to do some shopping.
Did you get any boots?
We hit a bunch of different places. We hit the Kid Rock again. Spent a lot of time there. This place called Nudies. We went there on Easter morning.
Whoa.
Nudies, Tootsies.
I wonder you were happy.
Went to Tootsies.
Nudies on Easter?
Yep.
Gregory.
Tootsies is another one. The classic honky-tonk. Multiple floors with a nice rooftop.
It's like every fetish has its own honky-tonk.
Whiskey Bent. When we went there, I had some whiskey there.
Peronis has their own.
It's just fun, man. Like there's this Hap and Harry's. Hap and Harry's, I think that's the brewery. They have a Tennessee lager, and that's what we were drinking. It was pretty light. It was like a 4.9, so it was easy to drink a lot of it, you know. So we get like a bucket of Hap and Harry's and just chill.
I didn't see that in
music.
The photo. I thought it was interesting.
The thing is, they
is that like the local
brewery? One of them, yeah.
Happen Harry's.
How much does the Happen Harry's cost?
$9.
Happy.
But it's like LA prices on the beers sometimes.
Say $9? Oh, no.
Yeah. Nothing's cheap. Nothing's cheap in Nashville, I'll tell you that much. But what was I going to say?
It's a cool looking can.
It's a nice can.
But I forget. Oh, so they.
You
they
were
do
talking
everything.
About whiskey.
So every band has, they have a couple buckets on stage, like paint buckets that you get like at Home Depot, and they all say tips. You know, you can request songs if you tip enough, and just they'll come through the crowds collecting money, and every stage does it wherever you are, and I noticed like the younger crowds, they obviously don't tip as well, so. If you're playing in a younger crowd, you're not going to make as much money, but some of the bands are making a ton of money.
Cash.
Making a ton. Well, they do for this. But I was going to say, I don't know why.
There that watch Twitch and don't carry cash.
You know, you go see, like, I go see my friends' bands in Colorado, and, like, nobody's there. There's just a handful of people. Even if there are a lot of people there, the bar's not paying them anything to play. They might get free drinks. It's like, well, how come they don't do that system everywhere?
That's fucked, dude. Yeah.
They should have the system everywhere. Have a tip bucket on stage. You can walk around here, make requests. But all these bands take requests. So you hear a lot of the same stuff a lot. And it's country, a lot of rock and roll.
How's that work though? Like you just have to know every song. Like if you request a song that like no one knows, like
a lot of them know.
How do you do it?
It's a lot of the same songs. Like they'll say, "Ah, we don't know that one," but
okay. So you could just be like, "No,"
or what a lot of them you notice they have on their phones. They'll look it up. Okay, they kind of figure it out, and they have the lyrics on their phones and play it.
Is the guy just like reading up? Because I feel like the lyrics would be the hardest part. Because if you're like a good enough drummer, good enough guitar player, you could probably fake your way through it.
Absolutely.
But I mean,
it's just
lyrics
fun.
Are lyrics.
It's just fun. Listen to music. Have some beers. People watch.
It's funny you mentioned the tipping for the honky tonk bar because I was scrolling through Vegas Twitter and Blake Shelton opened the Ole Red bar. In Vegas, which is basically what you described. It's like four stories with multiple levels, but there's only one stage.
Oh, really?
There's only one stage, and the photo I saw, the guy had behind him was his logo on like the huge screen. It goes from like top floor to the bottom floor, and then on each side of his logo was his Venmo QR code.
Oh yeah, there's Venmo.
And I was like, is that Venmo. A thing now?
It was funny. We were seeing one band.
Actually, I really hate
them. We were seeing one band, and they were really good.
I mean, kind of.
They were a really good band. There were like six of them, and they were on a tiny stage on like the second floor of this one bar. I think it might have been Kid Rock's. No, I think it was Honky Tonk Central, which is a cool one. But they had a big banner up, and they were like,
how do you keep track of these names?
Honky Tonk Central.
They were like, here, you can send a, you know, follow us on Instagram, and then they had a QR code. Venmo. They had a big banner with a QR code, and people were going up to it, and they're like, it doesn't work. And so the singer turned to his bandmate and said, this banner we just spent $200 on, the QR code is not correct. It was kind of sad. It was sad because, you know, they did spend a lot of money on that just for the, you know, get some follows on the Insta
for like two nights of work.
Nobody,
but I want to bring up one place we went. I don't know if you've heard of it, the 1230 Club. Justin Timberlake's place. We went there for brunch on Easter. A rooftop. It was very nice. We had a good time. It was a beautiful weekend. Beautiful. But last time we were there, it was rainy and cold. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to go back, because we figured it'd be a little warmer, do the rooftops. And it was very crowded. Like, that's a good weekend to go if you want to go to a less crowded weekend of Nashville. Easter.
Easter?
It's a good time to go.
Oh, remember
everyone's
that.
Home praying?
Yo,
no,
yo.
They're hiding eggs. How far away is Nashville from you?
It's like 3.5 hours, but it's only 3.5 because Chattanooga's traffic is so bad. But it's like 3 hours away, 180, 200 miles. It's not bad. Not bad at all. But Chattanooga, you get stuck in their stupid traffic. Highly recommend. Check out Nashville. If you're in town, let me know. We'll come meet you.
We're going to do our 200th show.
Rock and roll.
Ooh, you know what?
Yeah, let's get down.
Why not? Why not?
A rooftop 200th Nashville show?
We'll be on 197.
Yeah, we have tip buckets.
Ooh, tip buckets. Huge
QR. Yeah, we do it on like a Tuesday afternoon. That'd be perfect.
Tuesday?
That's probably when we'd be able to get a stage.
I think we're recording Who Does the Pod on that night, sir.
In Nashville? What are the odds?
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? How that worked out.
Which one would you film in Nashville?
I don't know.
Oh, one of the things that prevented me from, I mean, even wanting to go to Nashville, because I just assumed it was all country music. And there is a lot of country, but it's a lot of rock and roll. It's just a fun vibe. We spent a lot of time at Kid Rock's place again.
Oh, man.
It's just, it's a good time.
Stop giving him money.
You went to old 2D's death metal club?
You know, one place we didn't go to was Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places, because I'm not going to give that crazy son of a bitch my money.
Oh, my God. Where are the bodies?
Where are the bodies, Garth?
Hey, guys. It's Knut here, and I have a question. The term meat crayon, it means a long and protracted abrasion. You know, a skid with your body depositing flesh on the road. Have you ever been a meat crayon?
Meat crayon?
That's my question.
Crayon. Meat crayon?
Yeah, in the text of the email, he said it's meat crayon. So,
I don't like this.
Do you guys say crayon or crayon?
I say crayon. I say crayon. But some people say crayon.
It's like a road rash?
Well, yeah. Like. You're leaving skin on the road, so you're creating a mark. What's yours?
I'm not even going to write that down. I hate it.
Skin crayon.
Was he asking us if we've been a meat crayon?
Yes.
If
you've
been a
I've had some bicycle wipeouts to where I had some abrasions, but it never left a mark on the ground that I'm aware of. There might be drops of blood, but I didn't drag anything and leave anything.
Drops of Jupiter in the air. No, I've never. Almost when I fell off my bike, my helmet was a crayon, but that was it.
Yeah, had a little skid mark from your helmet. Kyle,
half
did not
of my
like
Instagram
at all
feed is meat crayons. It's like guys on motorcycles.
I've had skid marks, but not like on the road.
Hey-o.
It's our halfway mark. We go make drinks.
First thing I do at the new apartment is install that bidet, baby.
I feel like we have some bad vice, right?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, all right, let's do it. We have some bad vice.
What, were you going to pause?
All right, you guys might recognize this guy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Joe from Atlanta calling from the Cayman Islands. I need some bad advice. What do you do when the show you've been on for 197 episodes, when they're finally doing one without you? How do I cope? Let me know. I have somebody else here that wants to say something.
He should just have another drink on the beach to cope. This is Ariel.
I don't think that's going to help it, but I'll listen. I'll take this call offline and listen. First time, long time. Forgot to say that at the beginning. Damn it.
Well, like you answered your own question, Joe. Just listen and sit back and enjoy it.
If this is 197, then he's only been on for 196.
Yeah, that's a lost episode.
Well, I don't know what podcast he's talking about, so that's a weird assumption, Scott. But
said he's from Skin Crayon.
I would say just deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, deal with it.
What does it sound like?
Maybe don't make everything about yourself.
Sound like they were drunk. You know. What's the time over there in the Cayman Islands? Is it how many hours difference? Because
it's equal to the East Coast, like, or it's 1 hour earlier. It's like when you're on in that area earlier than us, than the East Coast. So
it could be later because there is another time.
I should say later, but I meant they're 1 hour ahead, possibly.
It looks eastern time zone. It's like directly south of Florida.
It could be the same, yeah. Depending on how
whoever
far
this guy is.
Wow.
Kelly's saying it's
central.
Girl, she's a liar.
No. It's directly south of like Miami.
Yeah, but the earth curves, Kyle.
Jesus, Kyle.
It curves south. It doesn't. Time zones are up and down. They're not.
Yeah, but you're looking at a flat.
Yeah, we
map,
need Joe here to Joe needs to describe the curve of the Earth.
That's a good point.
Because Joe sent that at like
I hope you're listening.
8:09 a.m.
I know
Pacific time, and well, it sounded like he was drunk on the beach at the time. And I was like,
well,
Joe's living
the
best
thing
life
is,
over there.
You kind of it's out of your hands when you get to
well,
these
it sounds
places.
Sounds like Ariel was drunk.
When you get to the island, sometimes you know you go out. You have the excursion, not the excursions. You just leave the ship,
right.
And sometimes you get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. So you are off,
and they're just
running.
Well, if you're on if you're on cruise time, time has no meaning. Probably you're just sailing around. Who fucking knows what day it is?
I was kind of surprised as early as it was myself when he left it.
That was funny.
Cayman Islands.
That's where all my casinos are based.
From Eastern Standard Time to the future.
This is where we all are alive
with the sound of hack your mind, hack your life.
Exclusively on A New Low.
Episode 94.
Back with another life hack.
Here we go.
This week's life hack's very important. It could save you food poisoning at the barbecue. Here's a scenario. You've been cooking some meat, you serve it, and you think to yourself, is this safe to eat? What tips can I have? What life hacks can I use to avoid food poisoning? Essentially, if you see steam coming off of food, it's safe to eat.
Whoa.
Steam occurs at 70 degrees Celsius or 158 Fs. So that's a good sign. Eat the food. But as soon as it cools down below that, bacteria is growing. So you should really throw it straight in the fridge. And the fridge should be at 4 degrees Celsius or 40 Fs. So that zone between 40 Fs and 158, that's the danger zone. And remember, food poisoning can kill. All right. And then a life hack.
He's really run out of stuff, too.
Yeah, he's like...
Can it kill?
I mean, it can, but doesn't usually.
Can you die from food poisoning?
I hate to be at a barbecue, and that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm thinking about. Hey, we're having a good time over here. You're going to die. Food poisoning.
Remember in college when you would eat pizza that was on the counter from the night before and it's been out there for 14 hours, and you'd wake up drunk and be like,
absolutely.
Grab that slice of room temperature pizza and
everything's fine.
Everything
room
was fine.
Pizza's the best the next morning. So what?
Well, we're younger and hardier back then, but when you're dealing with meat, especially when you're cooking it, I get that you want to be wary. I don't know.
Not a concern. I'm not concerned.
I guess if you don't trust whoever's on the grill.
True, true. All right, well, let's watch some shit.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
All right, Scott, what'd you
Scott's
watch?
Off to get some snacks.
So,
watch the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials.
There has been a lot of talk about a documentary series that's running on the Max. I think it's on Max. Called Quiet.
I think it was technically on the ID
network. Yeah, it was on the ID network, but most people are watching it on Max. It's called Quiet on Set. The Dark Side of Kids TV. And it discusses a lot of shenanigans at Nickelodeon in the late 1900s and early 2000s. That was not... Nickelodeon was after my time.
Is that the late 1900s?
Yeah.
Yes. Started.
I'd say early. It was like more early to mid 2000s.
But it started. The beginning of it starts in the mid 1990s. But it starts off centered around the king of Nickelodeon, Dan Schneider. Not to be confused with Daniel Schneider, the owner of the Washington Commanders that was forced out recently. Forced to sell.
Correct. Two weirdos.
Yeah.
With the same name. To say the least.
But there was a lot of crazy stuff. I was aware of Nickelodeon, and I was aware of some of these shows, but a lot of these actors and actresses, I knew them later on after they left the networks because I wasn't watching kids' television at the time. And I didn't know if you guys is that your time or is it even before your or after your time?
So I also watched this documentary. And so Dan Schneider got his first big show with All That, which was like a kids variety show.
Big fan.
They compare it to SNL, but it's more like Mad TV because it's like pre-recorded and that kind of stuff. And I watched All That a lot growing up. This is like late 90s Nickelodeon. And Kenan and Kel spawned off of All That. So that was kind of the era that I'm familiar with. But then once I stopped watching as I got older is when like Amanda Bynes got her own show and like Drake and Josh got their own show, which is like the main focus of Dan Schneider's weirdness, we could say. But the bigger issue is like he's in charge of everything, right? So he's just like really shitty to all his employees. But like the big thing that came out of it was the stuff with Drake and another employee of the network. What the hell is his last name? Drake Bell. And like a guy who worked for the network and like terrible, terrible things that happened to him. Basically under Dan Schneider's watch, which is like what implicates him. But yeah, the main focus is on Dan Schneider and this other guy who was a real piece of shit.
Pickle.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, it all happened. Yep. What was his name? Like Pickle Man?
Pickle Boy or something.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, oh my God. The glory hole thing was...
The glory hole thing.
What?
Ray Romano.
The thing that really stands out to me is like looking back on the shit that aired like in like modern context, not even modern context, but just the context of knowing like what was going on, just like weird, weird stuff like on kids TV. Like, I don't even want to describe some of it because it's so strange, but you could watch it if you really want to. But yeah, it's just like it's before like the Me Too movement, and they do talk about like Me Too when people just are finally comfortable coming out with shit they dealt with and things like that. So, yeah, whenever someone has too much power, like, this stuff seems to happen. So, it's just another example, I guess.
Yeah, it was just, it's compelling because people come to the defense of one of the worst person there. I don't think not really knowing what really happened. So they just like, oh, well, we know this guy. He's fine. Let's defend him. And then when you come to find out.
That is another takeaway for sure.
Like big names, you know. And so apparently there's another episode coming out.
Yeah.
This weekend called Breaking the Silence.
Oh, like a follow-up.
Yeah, episode 5, Breaking the Silence.
Ooh.
On April 7th. So whenever that is.
So yeah, the guy that was abusing Drake Bell did actually go to trial because like they got him in like a sting operation, like they got him like recorded on the phone talking about it or something. So he did actually get charged with stuff, but like Greg said, a bunch of people in the industry wrote like letters of support or whatever to the judge, which like goes into the sentencing, right? So it's like people not knowing the extent of it and only knowing like his professional side, and like it's like letters of defense, and I guess that kind of goes into the decisions on how to sentence him, which sucks because they don't know all the details. But there's a few people that have written letters that haven't really made statements after it came out. It's like a couple people have. It's like, no, I didn't know at the time how bad it was. But some people have.
And there were people in the courtroom at sentencing that they didn't say by name.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all gross. And it just kind of goes to show how the industry works or used to work. Hopefully it's better now. I think it is because of how much attention has been brought on that kind of stuff. But you never know.
Yeah. It was heartbreaking, the father story. His father, Drake Bell's father. Yeah. Who knew? Like
because you're always like, well, where's the parents, right?
And he knew, and he just kind of got shoved out.
Mm-hmm.
And
he said, "Keep Drake away from this guy." But then, like, him and his mother got divorced. The mother got custody, and she wasn't listening to the dad. And then shit got worse. And it's just like, multiple failures.
Yeah, it's wild. That's interesting. It's
horrible.
Like 4 40-minute episodes, so it's a pretty. Not a lot of time to invest in it, but it's worth it.
Right.
And like I said, there's another follow-up coming up, it looks like on the 7th of April.
Drake's dad.
That's interesting that they're doing that, yeah.
This is his dad named Taco.
Taco. But
Bill.
That's what I watched.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'd watched it too. I just didn't put it on the run. I was like, I don't know how to talk about this, but... If there's someone else that watched
it. I used to be a All That / Keenan and Kel fan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was my era, which is kind of the start of where all this
happened.
Yeah,
I dipped out right before the Drake and Josh stuff. That was like the generation.
It seems like with Dan Schneider, if you were a white male performer, he was great to you.
Very white female.
If you were a female employee, writer, anything, editor, it was horrible for you.
White.
If you were a person of color, performer,
well,
wasn't the greatest either.
There was the one white guy named Kyle, ironically, because they were talking about like the weird like Fear Factor show they had where they were just like dumping
that was awful.
Worms on
they
people.
Show one dude get like
and it's
upside
like,
down, put his head into like... refried beans
that's
or something.
That's what I mean.
Like, that's torture. You're
it's like, why are
die.
They doing this to kids? Like, it's fucked up. Like, looking back on it, it's like, they're clearly uncomfortable. They clearly don't want to do this, but they can't say anything. It's like, their quote-unquote job, but they're like children. It's so fucked up, like, the shit they did to these kids.
Very compelling. Very, very sad.
Strange. Well, Joe talked about this show a while ago, but I'm finally catching up on Shogun, the show on FX / Hulu. I'm catching up on Hulu. I've only watched 4 episodes, Greg. I don't remember if you watched
it. I want to watch it. I'm very excited about it, but I was waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting for it to kind of have a bunch of episodes so I can binge.
I've been meaning to get around to it. But yeah, I started a couple days ago. Like I said, I've seen four eps, and it's fantastic.
Should I watch this, Kyle? Should I break out of my work schedule? And
well, Scott, here's the thing.
How long are these episodes?
You have to pay attention. They're about an hour each. Yeah. And they're subtitled for like 80% of
them. Oh, I'm out.
Because they're speaking Japanese. Yeah. Yeah, it's about ancient Japan. I guess, what, the 1800s or so?
Might be way before that.
1600s, maybe? I don't really remember. Because England is making its way over there. Portugal's already there, which is kind of the whole plot line. All the Catholics have made their way to Japan and are trying
making my way downtown start churches to Japan.
Making my way to Japan. And so the one dude, the one white guy, is from England. He's like, I hate the Catholics. I'm Protestant. And trouble ensues. But like I said, you really have to pay attention because it's not only subtitle, but like there's all these... Kelly Boat in the chat is saying late 1400s.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking it was way...
I thought it was...
I'm trying to find...
I was almost certain they said 1600.
They had cameras back then?
In the start of the first...
Yeah, 1600s is correct.
Yes.
15th century.
This is a documentary, yeah.
This is not a reality show, is what you're telling me.
But, like, just following, like, the relationships between people and, like, names that you're not familiar with, because I'm a white guy... Like, you do have to pay attention to
a white lady.
So it's kind of like watching a 1 hour movie every episode. It's
FX
crazy.
Used to be really like good at that. They were like the HBO,
putting subtitles on. Yeah, I'm putting subtitles on even for the English because there's accents. There's the English accents. There's Japanese accents. There's Portuguese accents. So I'm trying to read names. And follow names.
Well, crikey, you want to buy some spices?
Exactly. But yeah, it's fantastic. I'm liking it. And also, like, crazy sudden scenes of violence. Like, the end of the fourth episode, where I was like...
Red Wedding. Let's go.
Holy fuck. There's some crazy shit going on.
Spoiler alert.
Not quite Red Wedding levels, but yeah. I'm liking it. I highly recommend it. I think, like, 7 or 8 episodes are already out, but... trying to catch up.
I don't suppose you watched the On the Line movie with Mel Gibson about the talk
on the line.
Yeah, talk radio host who he gets a call from someone that's threatening his family, threatening to kill him. It's on Netflix right now. On the Line with Mel Gibson. Probably don't watch it because it's Mel Gibson. I just wasn't sure if you'd seen it or not. We watched it last night.
Oh, I thought it was related to Shogun.
Nope. I love
the movie. God, we do this segment.
Well, it's related to Moving Picture Corner.
Sorry.
Online, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson rants about cheeseburgers and Japanese people.
He's a shock jock kind of.
I had not heard of this, no.
It has an interesting
twist. Is this a Tucker Carlson produced film?
I don't know who produced it, but... It was entertaining enough to pay attention to.
Wait,
anyway, I'm just curious. Dead figure.
Who had the cheeseburger rant, right? Was that Mel Gibson?
Yeah. Well, he was drunk.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy on
his kids recorded him with the cheeseburger on the
They merged into one person floor. In my head, Hasselhoff. And
how dare you?
Yeah, Mel Gibson just rants against Jewish people and
his
lady cops.
Sugar tits.
Lady cops. Pretty much.
That's going to do it for the Moving Pictures Corner. How about we go to our disappointments? There's a clip somewhere. There it is. I have two disappointments this week. My first disappointment is Joe. And no, not that Joe's not here. It's that Joe is an anti-Semite. No, I'm just kidding. Whoa. But he said something very...
What the hell?
Jesus Christ.
He said something very...
Well,
he had an autocorrect issue. Joe had an autocorrect issue on Discord the other day and did not... On the Discord. And never edited it, so it's still there.
I appreciated him committing to it and not editing the error.
He said he
had to keep the joke alive.
Yeah. He said he doesn't think he doesn't think the next generation is gravitating to the Jew movies in the ways they had hoped. I'd say, well,
that was one of the funniest things I've ever read.
I hope Hollywood doesn't catch wind of that.
So Tanya had brought up the new Ghostbusters. She said, I kind of liked it. My nephew hated it. So Joe was talking about the new Ghostbusters movies, and that's why he said, that's not why he said, but he mistyped, the next generation isn't gravitating to the Jew movies. which, unfortunately, he meant new movies, and it was a mistype. So his defense was to post a GIF of Dave Chappelle, which I feel like was not the best course of action if you're trying to clear your name. But you know what? I believe him. Believe all Joes.
Yeah, it was funny. But no, I just thought...
it was very funny.
Because when I it's read it, I was, like, I was trying to think, Snyder. Was that even produced by a Jewish person? Speaking of Mel Gibson.
You know, Hollywood. Run by, you know.
Well,
Kyle will.
I mentioned earlier.
Joe will be back next week. Kyle will be gone.
And I'll be
my here. Real disappointment this week was, like I mentioned earlier, we went to Nashville. We stayed at a nice hotel. Walked into the nice hotel, valet took the car, and there's a line at the front desk. And we get up to the counter. They're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, our computers are down." System-wide, like our whole company's down. We can check you in, but we don't have the ability to make keys right now, so we'll have to escort you up to your room and let you into your room. Fine.
What?
We couldn't even get on the elevator, because it's one of the hotels that has the key to activate the elevator, so we couldn't even go up to our floor without a key.
Greg,
so,
just all right, that's escorting fine. Escorting hotel. Said, it's like, hell yeah, brother.
They said, they said, we'll text you when
I love this city.
We'll text you when we
did you hear that, babe? They can't make keys. They're getting us an escort.
Hell yeah, Nashville's going back here every weekend.
They said, we'll text you when we have the ability to make your keys. You can come down and we'll get you a key.
That's so weird.
So we went downstairs. Scott just spilled on himself. We went downstairs on our way out to dinner. Oh, by the way,
check out the Twitch.
I didn't mention that Kendra and I went to this cool place, Skull's Rainbow Room, for dinner. It's in Printer's Alley in Nashville. If you know anything about that, it's
pretty sweet.
Printer's Alley?
Printer's Alley. But,
like Inkjet?
Yes.
Laserjet? What were we talking
about? Inkjet, for sure.
That sucks.
So we went downstairs and we're going to walk. We're only a couple blocks away from Broadway, which where all the honky tonks are. And they were like, "Hey, you fix your shit yet?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't. When you come back in tonight, just check with the desk and we'll get you a key."
So
we're hanging out. We have dinner. We go to Honky Tonks. We come back around 11:30. And we're like, "Hey, you guys fix your shit yet?" And they're like, "Oh, no. Would you like an escort up to your room?" And so a really nice gentleman takes us up to our room and has it let us in.
Give me one with big tits this time.
Oh,
so I'm like, "Well, they'll definitely fix this overnight." And so the next morning, I go down and get some coffee for the lady and myself.
So wait, hold on. Greg, you said they ran out of keys?
No, their computer system was completely down, so they didn't have the ability to...
Oh, I misheard that.
They didn't have the ability to program the cards.
Imagine they just
match
ran
the
out
rooms.
Of keys.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I thought he said. Okay, so you're saying when they couldn't make,
yeah,
the,
they can't
keys,
make the keys,
they couldn't actually like make the straight part work. I thought they just ran out of cards.
So the next morning, I go downstairs. They have a nice coffee shop. I'm like, the sign says cash only. This is not a good sign. They're not having... They must be on the same network. They're like, yeah, you have to pay cash or...
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
So I got the coffee, went to the front desk. You guys, can you make our keys? Oh, I'm sorry.
EMP
our computer's...
Did go off in Nashville?
It's not just Nashville. It was... So this was the Omni Hotels. Omni Hotel. Every Omni Hotel in the world was down. It was...
The world.
Yeah, they're... Their whole reservation system and everything was down.
Did they get hacked?
Jesus.
Well, it seems to me something crazy happened, because to have it go on for what turned out the whole weekend, because as we left, they were still not up. Mm. So we were there two nights.
So you never got a key.
They finally made the elevators to where you didn't need the key to go up to your floor. So when I'd go down to coffee, I just leave the door open.
Now,
But yeah, so
Kendra would stay in the room, Greg would go out drinking, yeah. And then he would come back, and then she would go out drinking.
Well, the second time,
it's kind of like when Greg went to the hotel and Kendra just sat in the car.
The one time I went down the first night, the first day when I went to get coffee,
or at the casino, I mean,
so I had the coffee and oh no, we still don't have it. And they said, can you escort up to his room? And there was two young ladies at the front door waiting for this
escorts.
They had to do this with everybody,
you know.
And so I didn't realize they had rigged the elevators to where you didn't need the card key. And so I was like, 1724. And she's like, eh. I said, 17. And she hit 21. And then I just pressed 17. I realized that we didn't need the card key. And she didn't speak a lick of English. And then I was like, 20.
I mean, you're in Nashville. What do you expect,
24.
Right?
Like, but, so she went.
Siete. Diez.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. She got me to my room.
I'm allowed to say 17.
But for the whole, so my disappointment was the whole weekend, they never got it fixed. I mean, they were very nice about it. I don't think we got anything for it. I don't think we got any concessions, but it's just crazy that...
No popcorn, hot dogs.
You didn't go full Karen and get like a night free?
We had prepaid, so it's like, what are you going
to
do?
I refuse to pay.
I mean, we could probably go back after the fact.
Get a rebate.
That's what happened when MGM.
It didn't
got
affect
hacked.
Anything other than, like Sunday or no Saturday afternoon, we went out and Kendra's, I left my sweater in the room, and she's like, "Fuck, we can't get back in the
can't
room.
Can't get up. Can't
we had
go
to go
back.
Downstairs get somebody to come up and get a key to get us back in the room to get hers. She didn't need it because it was a nice day.
Well, Scott, you know what would have happened is if they complained, he would have got credit to the hotel, so they would have had to make a third honky-tonk vacation trip to Nashville.
Yeah, we're going to go. That's what he should have done. It's close enough.
The hotel credit.
That's what happened when
that's probably what
MG in Vegas got hacked, and it's like that for almost a month. There was like at least a week or two where like they couldn't make keys, and they're like, if you want to go to your room, let us know. We'll get someone to go up there.
That's so annoying. Like, that has to be the worst.
When this place is 21 floors, it's like it's
thousands of people.
Like, it's wild. But you couldn't find it on social media at all until Sunday. I looked, and it wasn't people staying in Omnis. It was people trying to make reservations and
hack into Omnis
and change the reservation.
Yeah,
they were getting angry.
Soon.
They're like,
your information might have been compromised in a breach from Omni.
Yeah,
you have another year of free credit check, even though you have 17 of them from other companies.
Well, so one thing I was going to say is the because that's kind of off peak on Easter.
Kid Rock thanks you for
the rooms are not as expensive either. So
Kid Rock's all cash anyway.
Another reason. Hell yeah.
Kid Rock's all cash honky tonk.
No, I believe it.
I got a t-shirt.
I ain't paying
now,
taxes,
so.
Brother.
Well, that's going to do it for disappointments that's for nice. Us. What that's about our listeners, Scott and Kyle?
Low life's low life.
I got something to say.
At the Jen Carey on Instagram, she says she's disappointed in Florida.
DTR in the Discord. DTR disappointed in bad people and digital security systems in hotels.
Huh.
Highbrow Canute on the Discord. Disappointment. Road traffic from ongoing construction. Oh my. Welcome to everywhere you will ever go.
Come to America. Smo on the Discord. Disappointment. Myself for missing the show lately. No excuse, but have been watching Survivor. Sounds like an excuse. Hope everyone is doing great.
She's watching.
I guess Survivor is more entertaining.
Jeff Probst. Kelly Panetta on the Discord. Also known as Twitch chat. Disappointment. Someone hacked into my next Netflix account and added themselves as an extra user, which could have cost me additional fee. Thankfully, I received a notification from Netflix and logged out of all of my devices and changed my password. And this actually helped me out because when I read this, I realized that I, in the Airbnb from Montana that I was in last week, that I didn't log out of my YouTube TV.
Yeah,
I was like, shit. It's funny because when we got there, they had like all that. all the apps installed, and like there was a different person logged into every app, so we didn't really even need to log into anything.
Yeah, I did that too. That's what we did in our Denver Airbnb. We didn't have to log into anything because somebody left all their shit on there. It was nice.
Yeah, when we were for your wedding celebration thing party, like the TV had like all those apps, and it was like, don't forget to log out because that's kind of fucked.
Well, sometimes Netflix has like a hotel login. Some of them hotel login, so it just forgets it immediately. We've been using YouTube TV. I like it a lot, Scotty. I like YouTube TV. We got rid of the dish.
We opened Netflix, and it was like pick a user, and it like had all these different users from the previous person, and we're like, should we just pick some guy and like watch the weirdest shit so it fucks up his like Netflix recommendations?
Or like, it's so personal, like seeing someone's algorithm is like, this is the kind of shit they watch? Like, what the fuck? Just watch Twitch all day?
But I logged into my YouTube TV and logged out of the Montana TV when she sent that in it.
Smart.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
Smart.
That's a very convenient thing. You can just log out of devices.
Absolutely.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Well, folks, I've alluded to it the past couple weeks. I've brought it up as a topic a few weeks.
Washington Monument.
Season.
Oh, fuck.
It's WrestleMania season, and this weekend, the event is finally here. I've talked about The Rock coming back and having a real program, having a real week-to-week storyline. Joining the Bloodline against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, so I'm very excited about that. A lot of good matches. They've built this up big. I've said before, one of my big disappointments months ago was that the event is in Philadelphia, and the tickets were way too expensive for me and my friends to go, so we just said, fuck it, we're not going to bother. But the buzz is here. The event is here. What's the match that either of you guys are most looking forward to this WrestleMania?
The Rock versus the Spoon.
His tarantula escapes into the ring. Buzz's tarantula.
Who's? Oh.
I like when the Mania wrestles the Depression. Then you're going to have finally a winner.
That is a daily struggle. That is a daily struggle, my friend. That's a daily struggle.
Are you going to try to StubHub any last minute tickets?
No, I'm not going at all. Definitely not. So it's in the Eagle Stadium, which is outdoors.
Lincoln.
It's a football stadium. Lincoln Financial Field. It's a high of 60. Which means by the time the nighttime rolls around, it'll be like 40 degrees.
We'll see. All right. Here's what I want to say. Suck. I heard somebody in Miami was bitching about the weather. And I understand them because they're in Miami. But you live there. That's still warm for you, right?
Well, it's all relative, right? Because people in L.A., Scott's country, they bitch when it's 58 degrees out, right? And 58 degrees here, that would be fantastic because it's been raining for fucking 3 days straight.
58, Jesus.
I would love it to be 58 degrees. But, you know, people from all over the world travel to WrestleMania, so it's not just the
city. Well, you were about to complain about the temperature. I was like, well, it's not horrible.
Well, it's an outdoor event. The people wrestling usually don't have a ton of clothes on, so it's
You're worried about their safety.
I don't want to be in the crowd. It's also, Greg, like a 4-hour event over two nights each night, so you're there for a while. It gets late, it gets cold, because most NFL games are during the day, but even if it's winter, maybe the sun's out sometimes, but you know, WrestleMania is supposed to be a celebration. Like, everyone's supposed to be happy. It's supposed to be like
Kyle won't be happy.
But, you know, if it's cold and windy, it's
around wrestling fans.
Well, I've been to events, but they're usually indoors. But, like, they have, like, heaters. Like, they've done this before in cities where it's colder, and they have, like, heaters around the ring to kind of make it better for people.
Well, the light's probably warming up as well.
The logistics of it is strange. Yeah, they have like the lights and things, but maybe the pyro can send some heat out. But this is supposed to be encouragements.
Did you guys see the pyro?
They're finally here. This is one of the
hand warmers into their tights.
Do you guys see the pyros for pyro for the Washington, the Chicago White Sox players? they put a little L shaped red carpet, and then they had four pyrotechnic things when they introduced the players. And like when they introduced them, like two of them went off and two of them didn't. And then when the next player came out, it was like one and a half. It's like, it's like something that went up like four feet. It's hilarious. I'll have to find that clip.
That sucks.
It was very funny.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of pyrotechnics. Well.
I want to see The Rock, Kyle.
He's going to be there, right?
He's in a match. He's in a tag match.
Nice.
Stone Cold's coming out, right?
It's heavily rumored, but not confirmed.
Ooh, what about our listeners?
Any other questions?
Well, we're waiting for Joe to do the...
Joe, do the life highlights.
Oh, there we go.
I had to do it.
That was actually pretty good, Greg. You should cut that.
Not bad.
What a day. Martin Luther King Jr. deserves to have a day named after him.
It's true. He certainly does. Highbrow Canute on the Discord. Encouragement. Annabella made it to the zone cross country. Parentheses running.
The end zone?
We know what cross country is.
Otterbot
27 on the Switch. My encouragement is that Aldi sells
Racine
Kringles. What the fuck? For $5.99. They're almost $10 everywhere else. What the fuck are Racine Kringles?
Kyle's highlighting it.
I thought she said, "You saw me."
I saw Kyle highlighted on the.
Well, I'll tell you, Kendra made me eat some of those Kringles.
I thought she was gonna say Pringles.
No, she made me.
Pringles. It's the big circular. It's like the circle Danish thing. It looks like a big vagina.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen.
Oh,
it is very good.
Wasn't a fan.
$5.99. Not too bad.
Smo on the Discord.
I'm looking it up.
Encouragement, tacos for dinner. But then she posted a photo of her tacos, which featured grilled chicken, corn, cilantro, onions, cheese, and random lettuce. Corn doesn't belong on tacos. Those are white people tacos. We don't do those.
Random lettuce. Let's go.
I don't think corn is white people tacos.
You can put whatever you want on a taco. Whatever floats your boat. Enjoy it. It's a meal.
White people tacos is diced tomatoes, lettuce, and shredded cheese.
Mission tortilla flour.
Sure.
So Scott went this whole show without discussing a trip he was on last week where he missed the show.
I have a low light highlight. I went to Montana for a week. Stay at a nice Airbnb downtown.
Sleep paralysis.
No sleep paralysis this time. They had a nice memory foam mattress, which I enjoyed.
Was it full memory foam or just topper?
I think it was full. They went full memory foam on this one.
How do you guys feel about memory
foam?
Full
foam. Don't like it.
Forget me. I just ordered a very expensive Helix mattress, which is memory foam.
Full and all the way through?
You know how I like it.
I like a topper. I mean, maybe not the mattress might, not necessarily a topper on it, but the top of the mattress might be. But I still need springs in there because I need a little bounce. I need a little bounce, just a little bit. Doesn't have to be a lot. I just don't want to like sit. I don't want to just like, you know. I want to. Oh, you get it? Yep.
No.
Kendra will explain it for us.
I believe you, but I don't get it.
It's like sleeping on a Racine Kringle.
Oh, God. Otterbot. It absorbs all the fluids. Why do you have to say
that? Is that a plus?
We got a waterproof cover for it, so it doesn't absorb all the fluids.
That's like the worst thing you could say.
Plus, I wear a condom. Ugh. Greg, how do they find us?
Hey, what did we learn this weekend?
What did we learn this weekend?
What did we learn this weekend?
We learned to sign out of your accounts when you're at an Airbnb.
Correct.
Be careful of the Omni. They don't have the ability to make key cards or card keys.
I learned what Scott does. I finally got to ask, and I finally learned. I did, honestly, yeah.
Yeah. It took 197 episodes and Joe to leave for them to talk to me.
Figure it out.
I learned that...
like you would... Come on.
Katie Holmes was not discussed, even though Scott promised to. But apparently it was just
about renting
an apartment.
Yeah, home.
I got new homes.
With
congratulations.
Katie. Got a new home.
Well, everybody, thanks. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low. Our first episode without Headphone Joe. I've missed maybe
our last one, too.
But we've never had an episode without Joe. So, dude, how did we do?
I think it went pretty good. If he wants to,
Put it on Yelp. We're New Low Pod on all social media.
We didn't have the chuckles where Joe fucked up saying something.
Yelp.
Well, we had it, but it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that you can have your voice heard on the show. Give us a call at 424-260-6969. We tried that and it worked. Joe did it from the Cayman Islands. Listen to the other shows on the Anulo Podcast Network. Who does a podcast? And Cheers from the Press Box.
Kyle does.
If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks for listening, and memory foam absorbs all the fluids. Also, it makes you sweat. Also,
tell me that
it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
We didn't even know they were here.
That's all, folks.